Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Twins, Guardians coming up. Game two of the three-game set from Progressive Field in Cleveland. The weather looks lovely there. They had rain on Friday. Cleveland won it 6-4. Joe Ryan will be on the mound for the Twins. Got that scare in Toronto. Thought, uh-oh, maybe he's going to miss time. No, he's going to take his turn today. Twins and Guardians. Once again, lineup card here at 4:30. Huge game tonight in St. Paul, round two, Stanley Cup playoffs. It is Minnesota hosting Colorado. The Avs won the first two games in Denver. Jez Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. Jez, good to visit with you. I would say today's game is a big one.
You know, we asked John Hines about that today. Do you treat this like a Game 7? He said, we treat every game like a Game 7. I mean, that's just the reality of the playoffs. There's just not that many chances. You can't let too many of them get away. But, yeah, this is definitely one where you're at super big risk if you go down 3-0 against this Avalanche team. It's going to be hard to win 4 out of the next 5 anyway. It would be very, very hard to win 4 in a row against this team. So, yeah, there's maybe some desperation setting in tonight.
Yeah, and the Colorado Avalanche, really one of those rare teams that thoroughly dominated the 82-game regular season schedule. They're, you know, the number one overall seed, all of that. And sometimes those teams stumble a bit. Not Colorado this year. They're so deep. They're so talented.
6-0 in the playoffs. Now, I almost think that works in the Wild's favor because at some point, somebody's going to, you know, pop this team in the mouth, like they say, and you know, maybe shock them. And tonight might be the night to do it. Now, here's the bad news. You're going to have to go into it for the third straight game without Joel Eriksson Ek. He practiced yesterday, skated on his own, looked like there was some optimism, but just wasn't ready to go yet today. So you're going to be without him, still without Jonas Brodin. I'll be frank and honest. I would be very surprised if you see Jonas Brodin in this playoffs at any point. The way he blocked that shot, you know, they won't tell us a specific update, but it definitely looked like something that could have been a broken foot or something along those lines. Mm. So not going to see him there. We will see Jesper Wallstedt back in goal. That's, you know, a switch from game two after that just crazy game one that ended 9-6. And, you know, Wallstedt gave up 8 goals. And as John Hines said today, for the first time all playoffs, he looked kind of tired. You know, well, now he's had one game off and they've had 3 games to rest, which I think will help. So you're going to see Wallstedt again tonight. But, yeah, just a real big one tonight and a real desperate one tonight, I think.
Yeah, you brought up Joel Eriksson Ek not being able to go. I brought it up earlier in the show with Lindsay, and there was hope he would be available for Game 3, but that's not the case. But we had talked about it during the regular season. When he is not available, it is a big deal for the Wild, no doubt.
Absolutely. You know, with what he does, centering that second line with the role that he plays on the power play, you know, just the excellent work he does penalty killing, you know, a skilled guy, but also a big guy that you can put at the top of the crease, and the stuff he does there has just been vitally important. I will say, Steve, too, another change that we're going to see tonight, they're going to mix up the defensive pairs a little bit. For whatever reason, the pairing of Jared Spurgeon and Jake Middleton had been torched for a lot of goals in those first two games. I think one of them had been on the ice for 9 goals. One of them had been on the ice for 8 goals. You know, and not to say either of them, you know, individually is at fault or anything like that, but that pairing just wasn't clicking the way it had been earlier in the season. So they're going to switch that up a little bit tonight, and they're actually elevating Damon Hunt. You know, a rookie, he's played 2 playoff games in his career now, but he's looked good. He looks like he fits into the mix. You know, I kind of joked with him, fun way to make your playoff debut, being thrown into the fire on defense against a team like this Colorado team. But he's done some nice stuff and really seems to be an up-and-coming guy. So we'll see what they get from him tonight in a little bit of a different defensive role.
Yeah, and you had obviously a chance, and Wild fans have had a chance to see the Colorado Avalanche. Were they that good in Game 1, in Game 2? Were the Wild that bad? I mean, give us your sense on these first two games of the series.
Here's what I think is maybe some of what happened, especially in those first two games in Denver. Number one, you know, and the Wild aren't making excuses, but you didn't really get a break between the first two series. You know, you found out Saturday in the wee hours of the morning that, oh, by the way, you've got to play a game Sunday night in Denver. So that changed things a lot. I think they were maybe expecting another day off. Okay, so you have to dive into that series pretty quickly. And then the other element is, Dallas was a good offensive team, but Dallas was a meticulous offensive team. They would take their time. They would pass the puck. They would set up plays. Colorado is kind of the version of the old L.A. Lakers, you know, the fast break, run and gun kind of thing. Yeah. They get any kind of break, and they're right in your face, coming right at your goalie. And I think jumping into that kind of series without a lot of prep really hurt. And then, you know, game two, you know, just nothing seemed to get going. The power play didn't work. The penalty kill didn't work. You know, Filip Gustavsson, certainly not dependent on him, but first two shots of the game go in the net. First shot of the second period goes in the net. You know, it just seemed like they jumped on him in an unfortunate way. So, you know, that's a tough way to start this series. Certainly some optimism coming back home that they can do some better things in game three.
So a big one at XL, I want to say XL Energy Center, Grand Casino Arena. I was even in the building Thursday night for the Frost game with Montreal. So tonight's game, 8 o'clock start, reasonable time. And I'd be fine if they would start at 9 tonight because it's not a school night. You know, Saturday exactly. Night, even if they went later than that, I'd be all right with it.
Exactly. I said, you know, you always, when you have a weeknight game that starts late, end of the second period for whatever reason, you always get those people that get up and leave. And I say, that's the I got to work tomorrow morning crowd, you know. So it won't be as much of a factor tonight. The Wild are doing kind of a fun thing, too. If you can't get into the game but still want to go down to downtown St. Paul, they've got an outdoor watch party going on the street in front of the arena where you can watch the game on the big screen, and they're going to have concessions there. I will warn people, if you're heading down to the game tonight or if you're heading to downtown St. Paul, get there early. A lot of streets blocked off, a lot of construction going on, so you may have a little bit more challenge getting to where you normally park. So they've warned people to you know, get an early start. Stop by, you know, one of the places on West 7th, maybe have a beer before the game, something like that. Yeah, that'll be the better way to go.
I just don't know how during hockey season you can tear up Kellogg Boulevard. I just got to get that off my chest. You know, trying to get to the rink, trying to get down there for other events. It was like, really? Couldn't this wait?
Yeah, you got to think somebody smarter than us is making those decisions. But, yeah, crazy to think that there's all that construction going on right now in the midst of everything else that's happening.
Well, and, Jess, you got the limo that drops you off, you know, right in front of Rivers Center there. So, you know, easy for you big-time sports writers.
Absolutely, yeah. You know how good we have it, you know, just being ferried around like we are and all that stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Well, certainly a big night at the ring tonight, Wild and Avalanche in Game 3. Jazz, it's always good to visit with you. We look forward to your coverage in-game, and then, of course, post-game tomorrow in the paper and online at TwinCities.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Hope we can keep this going a few more weeks anyway, right?
Yeah, there you go. A cup run would be good. There he is, sure. Jazz Myers. The Pioneer Press joining us once again, Wild and Avs tonight. All right, Lindsay, you brought it up earlier. Got to get off to a good start. You can't have Colorado, you know, jump on them and make it 1-0 or 2-0 and take the crowd out of it.
You got to break it down into small, bite-sized pieces. That's what you do when the goal seems big. Keep yourself where your feet are. Stay where your skates are. Right, those first couple shifts to set the tempo, get the good passes, get the vibes going, right? Like, what I want to do is going to happen, and my intentions are going to be clear and concise. And so that first 5 minutes, I want Gus to see some shots, maybe a shot, but I really want that team to settle within themselves, because it's going to be a battle for every single minute out there, and the desperation should be at the highest. Like, I was even going to ask, or at least I could have asked, like, is this the biggest game in the Wild history right now, this Game 3? It's certainly in the conversation. And
yeah, I don't disagree with that, because what the club did, and I think the Quinn Hughes trade changed a lot of, they really kind of went all in with this team, and now the deal is, you feel like they really need to get Quinn Hughes locked in long term, and that they have a window right now. So, yeah, it is a big game. Unfortunately, the Colorado Avalanche, really good team.
Yeah.
I mean, a deep team and in division.
Exactly. So. And their window is arguably closing a lot sooner than the Minnesota Wilds. And I don't want to discount, like, that all-in move that they made for this season in this particular roster. Yeah. But every round you win, the more that ingratiates Quinn staying here long term. I already think that that's probably in the cards, but you want to lay the groundwork for whatever those next steps are in growth as a team, and then obviously as a roster. And so I expect him to eat a lot of minutes tonight. Maybe he could eat a few fewer minutes with those defensive pairings being changed up, like Jess said. Because there is such a thing as getting too much Quinn Hughes. You just want him to be at his best and capable of his best. And if he's out there skating too much, sometimes that's a little bit different of a decision on a moment-by-moment basis.
The big one in St. Paul, by the way, in Minneapolis. Lynx open another season tonight at Target Center. Timberwolves up against it. They're down 2-1 to the Spurs. They will play tomorrow night at Target Center in Minneapolis. So just a monster sports weekend. Frost in a big Game 5 in Montreal on Monday. We got the Twins and Guardians coming up. They're in Cleveland, and we're moments away from the pregame show. Joe Ryan will be on the mound tonight. All eyes on Joe Ryan, but he is good to go, and he'll take the ball. And we should be in good shape, even though they're saying delayed now at the start in Cleveland. And I'm going to check the weather map, because we've got about a minute.
Yeah,
here.
Do that. I can tap dance for a hot
no,
second.
No. Is there a shower moving through northern Ohio? Yeah, we got a front sliding through. So we're going to bring you the lineup card. But it looks as though there's sliding across Lake Erie. It's going to move through. And we should be able to get the ball game in. But right now, looks like listed a delayed start. But we have the lineup card coming up momentarily. Back to our weather here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Another cool night tonight. Winds will die down. And we will see 41 for an overnight low. And then Mother's Day tomorrow, sunny and 61, and those winds will be a whole lot lighter tomorrow. Should be a good day for Mom. Monday, sunny, warmer, 67, very light winds. We could see 80s by next weekend. We have the Twins and Guardians coming up next here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Las Vegas was built for stars.
And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!